Hi, this is Greg with your Oklahoma Men's Clinic. If you struggle when you snuggle, don't delay. Call us today, 405-266-3000. That's 266-3000. Or schedule your free phone consultation on the web at okcmen.com. That's okcmen.com. Rick and
Brad. The Cash. Showbiz News Time brought to you as always by Michener Farron Jewelers.
When you propose, she doesn't care whether the diamond is geological or created.
They're both 100% real.
With Michener's Freeborn, you give her a bigger diamond for your money.
So Dog the Bounty Hunter's former pastor, a guy named Tim Story, is coming to his defense. Tim, who is black and is now an acclaimed author, speaker, and life coach, told TMZ that he's still very close to Dog after 20 years. So he called him following Dog's controversial interview with Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier that we played yesterday. And he said that Dog has been educated about his inappropriate use of the N-word and now knows that he doesn't have a pass to use it. He said that he told Dog that his comments were not wise and that he explained that he does not have a pass to say the N-word, regardless of what he thought in the past or what he told Kevin Frazier.
Do you think he told the pastor that he had been given a pass from the brothers?
I don't know. I'm kind of surprised he didn't bring up the pastor in his interview.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. So we got a message yesterday from a woman named Veronica, and she says she is a Native American researcher, that she does, that she researches for the Oklahoma Historical Society. And first off, I should clarify, I think most people picked this up yesterday when we were joking about it. The point to me was the absurdity of the 33.5%. Mm-hmm. First off, it would have been 33 1/3 if he was making that argument. But my thing on it was, that's such an obscure percentage for somebody to talk about in a bloodline, because it's not easy to get there. You would have to know super specifics about your family lineage,
right,
in order to get to a third.
Much
Apache,
less a half,
as he put it.
Yeah.
And she said that she did some research on him, looked it up, and from what she could find, she can't find any Native American ancestry in his family tree.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. And
although not shocking.
I Googled it, and he does mention that his mom is Apache in different interviews, and there were a couple of blogs that kind of called him out and wondered if he was telling the truth about that, because they couldn't find any evidence of it. But I'm kind of surprised that one of these, you know, bigger newspapers hasn't done a deep dive.
Veronica
into
said
that.
She can't find any trace of American Indian in his mother's family. She's definitely not half. I've traced her family back to the mid-1700s, and they were from Maine and New York. They weren't even ever in historic homelands of the Apache, which would be Mexico, New Mexico, and West Texas.
Oh, wow.
So thank you for that, Veronica.
That's incredible. Yeah.
That she was able to knock that
definitely
out.
Definitely mentioned that, like, back in 2007 when that phone call was released with his son where he was saying the N-word, he was using the defense of, I'm Apache.
Well, first off,
I'm Apache Indian.
That doesn't give you a free pass. If somebody is Jewish and they're throwing around the N-word, they can't then say, well, I'm Jewish, so I can use the N-word. That in and of itself does not qualify you to get a pass. But above and beyond that, he's claiming something that he's not. Now, I will say this in his defense. I thought my whole life that I was part Native American, because if you saw my grandmother, you would think, oh, well, she's Native American. She's at least a quarter Native American.
Right.
And I knew my great-grandmother on that side, her mother, and she didn't seem Native American to me. My grandmother looked Native American, really dark hair, seemed Native American. My brother did one of these genetic deals, mm-hmm, which means I didn't have to.
Right. He paid the $99.99.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got no Native American in us at all. Not a drop.
Wow.
I think a lot of people around here,
but I would have said to you,
I
would have said to you, oh yeah, I got, we're part Choctaw, would have been what we would have been because of where we were from.
Right.
I would have told you that we probably did, but there's not a drop, which I found shocking. I was like, not any at all. There's none. There's like some Asian, like Native Asian bloodline in there, but not Native American Indian.
Wow.
Native.
See, mine's shocking in the opposite, whereas I grew up kind of knowing there's not a chance I have any Native bloodlines at all based on what I knew about my family history.
Yeah, but you got to remember, you got some people from down in the swamps in Louisiana. There's a lot of gumbo going on down. There's no telling what you've got.
Yeah, there's a lot of that I found out that that plays or is in play, but a lot of that was very, very French and Spanish that we found that background. But I've got a grandpa that was an orphan. And my after he passed away, my grandma did one of those ancestry bloodline type tests and found out that his mom was Native. Mm. And so we have a lot in our family now. So
I'm not defending Dog. I am saying that it is possible that someone would grow up thinking that they were part something. Either like nobody ever said to me that we were Native American, but just looking at my grandmother, you would have thought, oh, well, she's definitely part American Indian
right.
on some
but
level.
He claims his mom was half.
Yeah, well, that's what this lady is saying. She says there's no way.
Yeah, he claims his mom was half. And in that interview, he's wearing these feathers in his hair, like a Native American. Like, and he has worn a lot of Native American dress.
Now that you say that, I never thought about it, but now that you say that, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so kind of crazy, Dog.
Is it, though? I mean, we are talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter.
That's why.
Yeah, true.
Like, it's surprising, but it's not all that shocking.
Exactly.
Dancing with the Stars announced that in addition to OJ, Olivia Jade, Lori Loughlin's daughter, who's joining the cast, Brian Austin Green from 90210 is also joining. Ex to Megan Fox. Also, USA gymnast Suni Lee. That's probably the most legit person they have on there. And then Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kenya Moore and NBA player Iman Shumpert. Yeah. Don't know who that is.
Former NBA player.
I think Shumpert is right.
Shumpert, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that those are the cast members that have been announced so far. I know you guys are so excited for the premiere. Which I think is at the end of September.
What do these people have to say? Like, what?
After I teased this story earlier about the talk adding a new male co-host, reading this guy's biography, you may know who this is, Brad.
Well, give me a
clue.
Because
I know you watch this show.
I watch the talk? I don't think I've ever seen an episode of the talk.
You watch another show, that this guy is hosted.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's hosted. Interesting.
Is it Will from Forged in Fire? Because he was notably absent from Forged in Fire this season.
That is a great guess, though.
No, it is not.
That is super
I might
deep.
Tune in and watch that. I don't know Will's last name, but I might tune in and see what he had to think about the news of the day.
So this person is the host of American Ninja Warrior.
What?
Is it Gabir Bajijamila or the other guy, Matt Eisen?
I just listened to a YouTube video on how to pronounce this name, so I wouldn't butcher it. Akbar Bajijamila.
I have no idea.
Bajijamila.
I kind of like him. I don't care for the other guy, that Matt Eisen guy, but I do like GBK.
Didn't we interview one of those people from
I don't think
American
so.
Jewelry?
I don't remember it if we did.
He said, it's an absolute honor to be joining the talk as a host. I am so excited for this new generation of such a long-standing establishment. And to be a part of this diverse group is truly a dream and a new statement for the talk. No word on if he's going to continue hosting American Ninja Warrior. I would think he could do both.
Why wouldn't he?
If Ryan Seacrest can do all that stuff, this guy can do it.
Yeah, you got Bucky doing all them shows. You'd think that he could just do one or two of them, Bucky Bones.
I have no
Ellen
idea
announced person. That the first episode of her final season will air on September 13th, and a plethora of celebrity guests will be joining her to say goodbye. The show will include fully vaccinated audiences and feature live studio tapings. Jennifer Aniston, Jimmy Kimmel, Kim Kardashian, Melissa McCarthy, Sean Diddy Combs, Julianne Moore, Melissa Etheridge, and did I say Tiffany Haddish?
No.
Already? They are going to be on the first week of Ellen's final season.
Can I ask you guys something about Diddy? Because, like, you know, Diddy was always just sort of Diddy and always around. I was listening to, I've been listening to, going back and listening to some, like, because I was in the era of the early gangster rap, and I've been going back and reacquainting myself with some of the generation that came after that, and that's when Diddy made his bones as, like, producer, mogul, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever do anything good? Because as far as I can tell, everything that he was involved in, he's just kind of mumbling over the top of and distracting from. You listen to those Biggie Smalls records, and they're pretty good, and then you got Biggie just kind of going,
I mean, he did sort of push himself as more of the business mogul than I think he is.
Well, yeah, but stay out of the studio,
entertainer.
Dude.
Sure.
I like it when you call me Big Papa. I like it when Diddy shuts them up.
I thought I'll Be Missing You track that he did after Biggie died.
Well, and he did that one that sampled Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Well, and the other huge that one, was kind I think, of a big Kron, was that Bad Boy for Life song. Wasn't that just him?
I think so. I don't know if it's ever been just him.
Oh, well, that's a good
but one. But I'm sure he had somebody on it.
But you're right.
Him.
I mean,
but yeah, he hasn't had a bunch of big hits.
Well,
on
but not
his
only
own.
That, but he didn't like he didn't
he
add
did
anything
start
to
making
it.
The band
when Chuck
on
D
MTV.
Was rapping and bringing the heat, and Flava Flav would jump in with his shenanigans. It was like, okay, that's just kind of their deal. That's what they're doing. Biggie was kind of, I mean, not Biggie. Puff Daddy was kind of doing that same thing, but it's just so distracting from those records, in my opinion.
Yeah. Totally. I totally agree. This
Thank
was
you,
a sad story. Former wrestler Daphne Unger, who starred in the WCW from... What is WCW stand
World
for?
Class Wrestling, or World Championship Wrestling. I don't remember. I think it's World Championship Wrestling. That was the one. That was Ted Turner's company on TBS.
Yeah.
She has died after posting a very disturbing video to her social media page. She was 46 years old. Daphne's friend, another wrestler named Lexi Fife, said that Daphne, whose real name is Shannon Spruill, was found dead Thursday morning. She said, "We are very sad to have to announce the passing of Shannon." She said that she and Daphne were close. They called each other sisters. Daphne had gone on Instagram Live late Wednesday night and appeared to be in a suicidal state, stating in her video, "Do you guys not understand that I'm all alone?" She could later be heard in the footage saying, "Remember, my brain goes to Boston." And she talked a little bit about CTE. Her friends say that she's been battling mental health issues in recent weeks. And Mick Foley actually saw this video and tweeted, "Does anybody know where she's at? I'm trying to get a hold of her. She seems like she's suicidal." And then the news came that she had died.
Yeah,
and he said, "I'm so very sorry to learn of her passing, a terrible loss for her family, friends, and wrestling. She was far ahead of her time in our business." So just a really, really sad story.
Yeah, that's tragic. That's horrible.
Awful.
Hey, speaking of wrestling, how about that dude, like, when they in that new Untold, the hockey team one?
Yeah.
So they say that, you know, this guy, this gangster guy that bought the hockey team for his kid later, when the kid was like 8 or something, 10, at his birthday party, he goes, "Yeah, I'm going to bring in some wrestling stars for your birthday party." And I'm thinking, like,
he wasn't kidding.
They're going to bring in, like, a couple of rando people. And you might recognize them because of the era that it was in, even though if they were lesser stars. He had The Rock. He had Triple H. He had China. Like, he brought in the A-team.
Yeah, that was incredible.
And then later on, they had John Cena at one of the hockey games.
And this is that Netflix series?
Yeah, it's called Crimes
God,
and Penalties.
It's, so
it's amazing.
Did you love that episode
about
the hockey team?
It got overhyped to me before I got around to watching it. And so it was compared to a couple of things for me that it didn't quite reach those heights. But I'll tell you this. I would watch nothing but a camera following around that equipment manager.
Yeah.
The guy that was smoking the cigars the whole time.
The
that
middle
dude was
school coach
unbelievable.
That he brought on?
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy was great.
And then some of those hockey players,
those
brothers,
brothers,
beautiful.
Loved it. Untold is that Netflix sports documentary that's putting out a new episode every week. They did Malice at the Palace.
They did
Caitlyn
the fight
Jenner.
With Ron Artest, and they did what was the other
boxer
one?
Christie.
Oh yeah, that lady boxer.
Yeah. All of them have been pretty good. I thought the least interesting one was the Caitlyn Jenner one because we already knew all of that stuff. But most of them have been.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Pretty good. Have to admit, I had not heard this conspiracy about Ted Lasso's Roy Kent, but apparently it began on Reddit with a post that reads, I just started watching the pilot and I'm up to the scene where Roy is called into Ted's office. Am I crazy or does he look like a complete CGI character? So then everybody started agreeing and started tweeting about it and posting on Reddit how they believe that Roy Kent wasn't real and was CGI. So Brett Goldstein, the actor that plays Roy Kent, tweeted, here's my final statement on the matter, along with this video.
I just want to clear up something once and for all. I'm a completely real, normal human man who just happens to live in a VFX house and does normal human basic things like rendering and buffering and transferring data.
Here's a better conspiracy that dude is Sacha Baron Cohen's brother. Don't you think they could pass for each other?
Yeah, they do. They do kind of look alike.
He's so good in that.
Yeah, and you know the guy started out as a writer on the show. He wasn't an actor. He wasn't even going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find the right person to play that role, and they talked him into giving it a shot, and they said that he was perfect. And you're right. The most interesting character on the show in terms of dynamic is, I think, that character.
Do you think they originally intended for that character to become as interesting as he did, or they've sort of leaned into it?
Well, I think like any other show, the first season, they're kind of finding their feet, and it was all about Ted.
Yeah.
And he was sort of the breakout character out of the rest of them, that along with a couple of others. I mean, honestly, I think Nate the Great is really an interesting story. I think that I love the guy, the business guy.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, but the one that had the Christmas party.
Higgins.
Yeah, I like Higgins.
I like Coach Beard.
Coach Beard is maybe my favorite.
I like the girlfriend of Roy Kent. Even. Yeah. She's kind of funny.
Yeah, I find her a little much, but yeah.
Man, there was an episode a couple of back where she was a smoke show.
Well, I'm two behind.
Okay.
I mean, so the Christmas one was the last one that I saw. Which
yeah, that's
was,
the one.
Everybody was like, oh, yeah, that's right at the end. Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, they showed
I want to retract my earlier statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, Diane Keaton is a huge Ariana Grande fan. She posted a video where she was singing her praises and then sang along with one of her songs. I'll let you guys be the judge on how good of a singer Diane Keaton is.
Ariana Grande is just amazing. So once in my life, just once in my stupid life, I just want to sing along with the amazing Ariana Grande. Okay, so here I go. Look what you taught me. And for that I say, thank you, next. Thank you, next.
Okay, that's about enough. Oh. I like Diane Keaton. I can't keep listening to that.
Yeah, not
Thanks
great.
It'll ending me. That.
Some good news. Reservation Dogs was renewed for season
good.
Two
yes.
at
good.
FX on Hulu. The first season, which was 8 episodes long, it had a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and the season finale is slated for September 20th. The second season is expected to return in 2022. So
good.
That's pretty
Glad
cool that
it.
That show was renewed. Yeah. New in theaters this weekend, Shang-Chi, and The Legend of the Ten Rings. I don't know what this stuff is, guys. I mean, do you think I know anything about this?
I just looked at Brad, and he just shook his head a little bit. Like, Just let it go.
The whole trailer, the whole trailer for the show is him trying, or a big part of the trailer is him explaining to that other guy how to say his name.
Yeah.
I think it's Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi?
I think so.
And the Legend of the Ten Rings. Awkwafina is in the movie. It's not the only person I recognize that's in the movie.
I think she's about the only.
Do you guys watch that Awkwafina show on Comedy Central?
I've seen a few, but not regularly.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Are you watching the other two on HBO?
No, I've not watched it. I've read about it, but I've not watched it.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. The season two just came out. They're releasing like a couple of episodes every week, but I watched the whole first season a few weeks ago, and then season two's out, and Molly Shannon is like a regular cast member now. She made a few guest appearances in the first season, but it's so good. So if you need something to watch this weekend,
Bowen
and
Yang,
it's short,
from Saturday Night Live is on that Awkwafina show.
Yeah,
just great.
Really, yeah, I need to really start funny. Remembering to watch that.
He plays her over-dramatic cousin who's kind of like had the world given to him. And her whole deal is she like lives in Queens with her grandmother and her dad. And she struggles. She can't keep a job and paying the bills and stuff. And so she's so resentful of this cousin that's played by Bowen Yang. And he's just perfect in it. That guy is really
funny. I watched
funny.
The first few episodes of that show. In its first season. I need to remember to watch that. Tonight on Netflix, or right now if you don't have anything going on, Worth, starring Michael Keaton as an attorney dealing with the emotional backlash from the families of 9/11 victims as he tries to put a fair dollar value on the lives of their loved ones for the Victim Compensation Fund. Mm. Stanley Tucci is also in it as one of his harshest critics. That kind of sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting.
It's pretty dark,
too. It could
too.
Be pretty heavy, though, yeah.
A musical version of Cinderella starring Camila Cabello is on Amazon tonight.
I'm okay with
that. I know how much you're into that. Hey, this may be something you're into. On Netflix, the series premiere of Dive Club, an Australian drama about a group of teenage divers trying to solve the mystery of their friend's disappearance.
That sounds like that show. What was the show that people were watching for a while that had those? It was in North Carolina or somewhere, and those kids. It was like a teenage Dawson's Creek kind
Outer
of
Banks.
Thing. Outer Banks.
I watched that.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. It's not great. But it's something.
I tuned in by mistake thinking it was Wicked Tuna Outer Banks, and I was sadly mistaken.
Sorely
the
mistaken.
Fat guy with the dreadlocks and the Rottweiler never showed up. I kept waiting for it.
No, but
tonight on Showtime, the Rick James documentary Bitchin', The Sound and Fury of Rick James.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, that sounds
Sunday,
cool.
Sunday on AMC, The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
and it says Monday. Oh, I guess it's a holiday weekend. I keep
exactly,
forgetting.
Exactly,
Monday on TBS, the 16th season finale of American Dad. So that's the stuff you can watch this weekend. Are we having Craig on today?
Yeah, we'll talk to Craig about 8:15.
Maybe he can clear up the Shang-Chi.
I believe it's Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi. Okay, we'll see what he says.
But I may be wrong. It may be Shang-Chi, but I think it's Shang-Chi.
I hope Craig's got it.
Know.
Otherwise, we're just going to carry this on.
He can just act like he does. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Thank you, Kronz.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.